Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Art Dittmar. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Jacobs moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zernial for the out. Jacobs scores. Vallow moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Astroth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar bunts between the mound and first base. Brewer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dittmar for the out. Joost moves to third. Astroth moves to second. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Astroth scores. Jacobs moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Finnegan reaches third base with a triple. Jacobs scores. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tom Herron now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Herron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Bowling moves to third. Herron moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Bowling scores. Herron moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Maury Martin now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Herron scores. Goodman moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen is walked intentionally. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Martin drops the ball. Goodman scores. Pearsall scores. Jensen moves to third. Aganez moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball four. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Herron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herron strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aganez is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. White moves to second. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Dutch Romberger now pitching. Tom Herron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herron hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olson pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Olson moves to second. It's 14-6, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aganez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Dutch Romberger. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to third. Joost moves to second. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobs hits a line drive towards the mound. Herron catches it and throws to third to double up McGee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Burchie now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burchi, and towards Jacobs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Lepsio moves to second. Tom Herron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herron strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Herron covering, for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finnegan scores. Power moves to second. It's 14-7, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Joost reaches second base with a double. Power scores. McGee goes all the way around to score. It's 14-9, Red Sox. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 15-9. Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Olsen moves to second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Olsen moves to third. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. White reaches second base with a double. Olsen scores. Aganez moves to third. It's 16-9, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepsio is walked intentionally. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aganez scores. There goes White trying to get to home. Zernial throws the ball into Astroth, who tags White, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. It's 17-9, Red Sox. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Tom Herron. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Baker reaches second base with a double. Lepsio scores. Bowling scores. It's 19-9, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing third base. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Don Bolweg pinch hits for Mo Birchie. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg strikes out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marion Fricanot now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell pinch runs for Jackie Jensen. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Olsen now playing center field. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a line drive into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Athletics 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 20-9, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 20, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter pinch hits for Marian Furcano. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to second. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobs bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Astroth moves to third. Suter moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Astroth scores. Suter moves to third. Jacobs moves to second. It's 20-10, Red Sox. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 20, and Philadelphia Athletics, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.